This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Could the selfie replace the password? For some companies, absolutely. The very latest on facial recognition tech right now.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Good news, we may finally get some good use out of selfies. Not that taking, filtering, and posting pictures of yourself on a constant basis doesn't serve some greater purpose of which mankind is not yet aware. What we do know, though, is that companies and agencies are starting to take advantage of the selfie, essentially asking people to take a snapshot of themselves on their smartphones as proof of identity and beyond. Let's get the latest. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Wall Street Journal reporter Tricia Thadani. So, Tricia, this was a really interesting article because more and more I noticed that on smartphones, just in general, you're seeing a lot more facial recognition technology. First, can you break down how the tech works and the science involved in it?
Right. Yeah, so facial recognition, so it's part of this wider field of biometrics. So that's essentially just the analysis of human characteristics, so like your fingerprint, your eyes, and your voices. I mean, the most widespread use of this that we see is on our iPhones when we use our thumbs to get into our phones. So it's mostly used for security purposes. And so we've seen as these smartphone cameras have improved and how, you know, facial recognition or biometric software has improved, there's been this rise in facial recognition. So the simplest way that someone has explained to me how facial recognition works is, so when you upload your initial picture or you take your initial picture for the authentication process, mm-hmm. The software, it measures thousands of points on your face. So, for example, it'll measure, like, the width of your nose, the curve of your jaw, how far apart of your eyes, how do you have dimples, do you have wrinkles, and all that stuff. So then it'll take those points. And then it'll essentially code it into this number algorithm, which is just a binary string of zeros and ones. And everyone obviously has a unique one. And then when you take your selfie for authentication, essentially the same thing happens. It'll measure these points in your face, and then it'll also convert that number into a binary code. And then those two strings are compared with each other. And then if they match with a certain probability, then the authentication is granted.
Wow, super interesting. Yeah. One thing, though, because, you know, I just noticed from the day-to-day use, I wonder how accurate it is. How accurate are these technologies?
Yeah, so it really goes down to the system and the software that's used. So this whole binary string coding thing. So that's obviously unique to different companies, and the way that they do it differs. As the software has improved and as the quality of the cameras has improved, obviously so has the accuracy mm-hmm. Of this form of authentication. But it is still really vulnerable to simple variables. So lighting is the first one that comes to mind. So you know, how like background lighting or, you know, shading or whatever, that can really, really affect the quality of your picture. So that could also affect the accuracy of it as well. And so I would say that's probably and then also like shadows and facial hair can also affect it. So anything that would affect that binary code mm-hmm. from being able to match with the original one you had, so that is something that would affect the accuracy of it as well.
Gotcha. You could really understand why companies would want to incorporate something like this. Let's talk about some of these companies. Are there mm-hmm. any of note that are already starting to utilize this concept, and can we expect mm-hmm. to only see more of this?
Yeah. So one of the most interesting applications of it that I saw was with Uber. So they're using it for their drivers. So as you obviously know, Uber has had a lot of questions about their security and, mm-hmm. You know, They decided to roll out this facial recognition software so that they could add this extra level of security for their consumers. So they, so how they use it is periodically they will ask a driver to take a selfie of themselves before they pick up a rider, just to prove that they are who they say they are. Mm-hmm. So Uber said that they haven't really had many issues with driver fraud in the U.S., but this is something that they're just preemptively doing, just as the platform grows, just in case it's become something that starts happening, this would be a good way to prevent it. So that's one interesting use of it. So that's facial recognition. That application is using it as terms of for identification. Another one for authentication is MasterCard. So
okay.
They're using it. So when you, let's say when you want to go make a purchase online, then you plug in your MasterCard credit card number or whatever, and then that will then automatically it will direct you to the app. And then within the MasterCard app, you take a selfie of yourself and then just to prove that you are who you say you are. And then it will allow you to make that purchase online.
Gotcha.
And then, so one that actually didn't make it into the article that I thought was quite fascinating was with Bumble, which is the dating app.
Okay.
So they apparently had some issues with people essentially catfishing people, like uploading other people, using other people's pictures and pretending that they're them. So the way that they started using facial recognition is that they had people who sign up for the app, they had them take pictures and selfies of themselves in certain positions. And then they would actually have humans matching those selfies that they took against the pictures that they'd uploaded onto the app, just to prove that they are who they say they are.
Wow, Tricia, fascinating look into this new concept. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thank you, Tanya.
We've been speaking to Wall Street Journal reporter Tricia Thadani. You can check out more of her article at WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.